San Antonio tonight will host a second debate in one of the closest watched midterm contests. Democratic challenger and El Paso Congressman Beto O'Rourke raised more than three times as much money as Republican incumbent Senator Ted Cruz in the last quarter. But the latest polls show Cruz leading by as many as 9 points. KERA's Rachel Osher Lindley reports with early voting just 6 days away. This is crunch time for the two candidates.
Remember the last Cruz-O'Rourke debate? The duel in Dallas, if you will?
You just said something that I did not say.
What did you not say?
And attributed it to me.
What did you not say?
I'm not going to repeat the slander and the mischaracterization.
Believe it or not, that was not even a month ago. But in keeping with the rapid-fire pace of American politics that we've all sort of gotten used to,
since the last debate, you have seen a lot of big-picture things happen nationally.
Rebecca Dean heads the Political Science Department at UT Arlington.
You've seen the odds of the Senate flipping to the Democrats decreasing, and at the same time, the odds of the Democrats taking back the House increasing. And the Kavanaugh hearing has motivated a lot of base Republican voters.
Let's start there. The battle to confirm Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court amid sexual assault allegations. This is protesters accosting Senator Cruz and his wife as they ate dinner at a D.C. restaurant. After Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings, and just a few days before his former high school classmate and accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Cruz ended up leaving the restaurant, and videos of the encounter went viral. Then came the day Blasey Ford and Kavanaugh testified. And a quick time check, it hasn't even been 3 whole weeks since then, or since Matt Damon's portrayal of Kavanaugh on Saturday Night Live.
I'm going to start at an 11. I'm going to take it to about a 15 real quick.
Rebecca Dean says the investigation that followed gave both parties time and talking points to really rally their bases.
Senator Cruz was very critical of the extended time for investigation. He was one of the ones who was painting the Democrats as just delaying.
It's all resonated with Republicans and Democrats. A recent CBS News YouGov poll found more than half the registered voters in the states they surveyed, which included Texas, were more motivated to cast a ballot after the Kavanaugh proceedings. But that report also said these respondents could just be people who were already going to vote anyways.
So the issue here for both candidates is turnout. And Senator Cruz, and you can see this through his ads, has really focused on mobilizing his base, getting them energized, and making sure they all turn out.
Take this ad Cruz released in early October. It shines a harsh light on O'Rourke's comments about police violence against people of color.
Now you have this Senate Democratic candidate saying, maybe you're the bad guy.
You know, there's been a war on police officers for the last several years. His rhetoric is divisive, it's insulting, and most of all, it's dangerous.
Dean says Cruz has bought up significant amounts of airtime between now and the election.
Then on the flip side, Congressman O'Rourke is trying to mobilize a new set of voters. And so that's a little bit of a different calculus for him.
That makes for a strategy including a lot of TV, too, but with more emphasis on social media. And of course, it's not just the two campaigns getting into the fray. They're PACs, special interest groups, and high-profile politicos. Senator Cruz recently appeared with Donald Trump Jr. and Vice President Mike Pence. On the other side, Texas filmmaker Richard Linklater directed a new pair of ads for an anti-Cruz super PAC.
A triple meat Whataburger liberal? What does that even mean, Ted? I mean, everybody I know in Texas likes Whataburger.
Tonight's debate will focus half on domestic policy and half on foreign policy. But ultimately, Rebecca Dean says the topics might not matter.
If one of them were to make a very big mistake, then that probably has a palpable impact on voters' decision making. Short of that, at this stage in the election, voters' minds have begun to be made up, and it's a question of will they get their people to the polls.
Just yesterday, President Donald Trump announced he'd hold a rally for Cruz in Houston on October 22nd, the same day early voting starts. In 2016, Trump won Texas by 9 points. The latest Quinnipiac poll shows Cruz leading by the same margin. O'Rourke's back is against the wall. Tonight could be his last chance to stow the skateboard and change some minds. Rachel Osher Lindley, KERA News.